Intervju Radija Študent.
Lepo pozdravljeni v današnjem terminu RŠ intervjuja, kjer danes gostimo prav posebnega človeka, ki je uspel v enem desetletju pravzaprav narediti toliko kot nekateri, za kar rabijo par desetletij pravzaprav. Šef založbe Mannequin, pa tudi producent seveda in DJ, skupna točka Wave Industrial EBM Techno. Poleg mene sedi Alessandro Adriani. Hello, Alessandro.
Hello, what's up, man?
Hey, so to start off with, I heard you are quite a football fan.
Yeah, I mean, I used it to be more than I am now. I'm not... I must still watch it sometimes, but it's not anymore a main thing.
Yeah. How did you, because you come from Rome, right?
Yeah.
How did you deal with Rome being eliminated from the Champions League?
Like always, because to be a Roma supporter, you have to be a little bit goth, they say, because we're always losing. So I'm used to that. It's not a big
surprise.
You're
happy you came so far?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just the way it should be normally.
Yeah. Did you see any of the matches?
Yeah, I've seen all of them.
Live?
No, just on TV.
From Berlin?
Yeah. I don't have. Because I'm traveling a lot during the weekends, so I'm just connecting to these like illegal websites, you know.
Like streams.
Sneak through and...
How is Berlin government towards that? No problems with like illegal streaming and stuff? You don't care?
No, I do care. Actually, I never download anything in Berlin which is not legal, mm-hmm. because they have like strict laws with GEMA, you know, these mm-hmm. copyright society. I have friends who had like B&B and they got like fined with tons of money. So I'm anyway supporting music labels, buying original digital files and records, you know. Also, it's a question of quality of what you are playing, you know. I like to have WAV files mostly, mm-hmm. or the vinyl either.
And you are quite a collector. We just talked about it, and we have just been in our radio library, phono library, look, and had a quick talk, and you said you now own over, 6,000 records?
Yeah, I think it's about 5,000. And maybe 1,000 of 7 inches, but they keep growing. But I'm also selling some. The numbers are not so accurate because they are split between Rome and then my studio in Berlin and my house in Berlin. So I couldn't track them anymore so much.
So as I said, you are also running a label called Mannequin Records.
For those
who don't know. How would you describe Mannequin Records? I mean, it's quite an eclectic. There is a red line of the record label, which, how would you describe it?
Yeah, you know, the label is mostly made by myself, my tastes, and what I think is cool for me to release, and that is a worth of a release, you know. So The red line is mainly obscure music because that's what I listen, and I unfortunately I don't like so much.
No, it seems like it's not.
It makes me depressed.
So, but it makes others happy.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm moving between repress from records from the late 70s and early 80s until like new bands. And I had the pleasure to work with a lot of artists because we reach now 120 releases, and so it's a long ride in 10 years, you know. Mm-hmm. So you can find like some post-punk bands, so EBM, electro, synth-pop, acid, psychedelic rock. I don't know, we released this band that made later the Stranger Things soundtrack, Survive. Mm-hmm. Or Phantom Love, Mushi, that she was album of the month of trade, you know, years ago. And most recently recent issue include Jazz, mm-hmm. Silvia Jimenez, and she is also a resident DJ of my party, yeah. In Berlin. So yeah, it's always interesting to find something fresh. I'm not for this kind of nostalgic ideal of what I'm repressing, for example, is that because I think that sound is actual, is not because I think, oh, look how we were cool in the 80s, you know, that doesn't belong to me.
And I would say that you are probably a big part of the whole revival of wave EBM sound that is coming back to techno. I mean, you and as well as Face Fatale and Silent Servant, which, you know, has been around for ages.
Yeah.
But the reassurance of you know, like this wavish EBM sound, I think Mannequin has a lot to do with that. Would you agree?
Yeah, I totally agree. And I know Aiden Face Fatale since he was 18 years old back at the Weird Records party in New York in 2009. And I met him here. He was part also of this band called Void Vision, mm-hmm. that we released on Mannequin. But more than him, I would point out more, you know, Veronica Vasishka or Josh Keon and Peter from Weird Records, that label is now is defunct at the moment. I don't know if he's an artist, he's like a painter, so he's focused more on that shit now. Yeah, he's amazing. And yeah, I mean, it was a period between 2000 2005 where there were some few labels in Germany like Analog Records or Generic, and then from 2005 on Veronica started, and I start, and Capture Tracks, Sacred Bones. It's a lot to do with New York, mm-hmm. and US in general, and I was the only one for a long time in Europe, like, mm-hmm. importing these records, mm-hmm. and reselling them. And then the thing just exploded, I think, around 2009 with the Minimal Wave Tapes compilation.
Yeah. City Tracks.
City Tracks is a little bit later, mm-hmm. because I would say more with the Minimal Wave Tapes, she made a big deal for the world scene, and I would say I mean, Josh, Veronica, and I contributed a lot to this comeback, let's say, mm-hmm. which is, you cannot even call it like a comeback, you know, for some people just like now, you know, that's the cool thing, even if it's music from the past, but just like
it,
you feel it like
happening.
It's now, you know, mm-hmm. because it's modern somehow.
It is modern and it sounds fresh, and it has not been done in the way that's being done today before, so I do agree with you. But Mannequin also celebrates, you know, just a lot of Italian music, a lot of Italian artists, bands, wave bands and whatnot.
Yep.
Especially with reissuing stuff. Have you always been a fan of like Italian wave music? When did you really get into it?
Yeah, the reason why I started repressing Italian stuff from the 80s was mostly because it was so overlooked, because everybody was concentrated more in other kind of countries, and I was like, fuck, well, we had a lot of cool shit here, also, why we don't? So I made this compilation called Danza Meccanica, and it came out as the very first LP.
Yeah.
I released, yeah. and it was a success immediately. I didn't expect at all. I was very, very surprised about. And then Rush Hour came and they took over the distribution because they reloaded the project, and we start to work together since 2009 now.
That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what's your philosophy, you know, when it comes to creating the catalog of Mannequin? Maybe that's similar to what we talked about before, but when you come and when you select stuff, what do you want to put forward? So it's stuff that sounds modern, it's stuff that you like. Is that's your philosophy?
It's probably what we said before, is more about what I mean to do, and it's triggering me, it's giving me back an emotion or something, because there are like many bands that they sound cool, but they sound artificial to me, you know. I don't see anything behind that apart the sound, which is cool, because I'm, of course, I'm also producing music, so I'm interested in the sound, but I don't have anything back. So I would say something that triggers me and makes me feel, you know, something like some emotions, you know, that are not easy maybe to manage with music, because, you know, there's also right now there is so much output and so much music is coming out that it's even start to be very difficult to find bands to release. It's a contradiction, but, you know, when you have so much output and then to find quality inside there, it starts to be very, very difficult.
Yeah. And you did mention production. I think your first release only came out, I might be wrong, but only came out, what, 2 years ago? Was it?
With my own name?
With your own name, Alessandro Adrian, with Electronic.
Previously was 2015 or 14.
Oh, already?
Yeah, maybe in some compilations and stuff. Maybe it was 15. I mean, I released my LP in 15, so.
It's three.
Because before I was.
Yeah, but your production only took off maybe like a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Now we have like a bunch of releases and your name is all of a sudden appearing everywhere.
I was collecting this music since forever in my hard disk, and I didn't know what to do with it. And then slowly I started to put, okay, this goes with
so it's
this.
More of you only now, you've only now found like a proper output or a proper
I started to make music in early 2000, and I released also with different bands and different names.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the early moniker I was using was Peter M, and I released it like in 2005. This record I probably recorded in 2002. Mm-hmm. Some more dark ambient industrial. Then I used another name as a Nuclear Waves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that.
And I put out a lot of, not a lot, but some stuff, but I can't listen that shit.
I'm
singing and all this stuff. I'm just like doing some noises with my voice, the microphone, so I'm losing
more experimental stuff.
That's like an instrument, the voice, more than, oh, there's quite sun here now, huh?
Yeah, but you could hear the progression from your album, from your LP, to what you're producing, or at least what you're releasing nowadays.
Yeah.
From more of wave stuff to nowadays, like more 4/4 techno music, EBM stuff, with a wave influence.
Many people think this is techno, EBM, but I don't know, man. I just consider it like electronic music at the end, you know, like with my own. I mean, you can hear I made it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There is something, some element that are passing through all the tracks that for me they go over like what the music it is. It's just like my own output more than, you know, because techno also nowadays I think it's very, very hard to describe, you know, because
it's branching out.
Yeah, we had this process where, you know, all this dark stuff was rejected for many years by this scene, while, you know, a lot of German producers, they actually come from there. You know, if you take a magazine, like electronic music magazine from 1990, you can see Front 242 and maybe Speedy J in the same magazine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of EBM thing was already part of that, but What happened now is that, you know, some DJs, like you said, Silent Servant, for example, he brought back this thing he even did more than me, because, you know, he's a real DJ, you know, like, there are not many real DJs I consider DJs. You know?
And you had the honor to appear on Jealous God before it ended.
I think it was the second number before 17. The last. Yeah. The last, no, the third before the last.
Yeah.
It was me, Bo, and then there is Juan with the...
Marcel.
No, with the...
With the last one. But I think it was the double, a double release for the last two ones. Yeah. Is your catalog number 17, I think. Let's check it out. I think it's number 17.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. How come that came to be?
I met Juan many years ago with the Tropic of Cancer. You know, it was 2010 when we start to have a Skype call, and because I heard this band. I went in Hard Rocks and I found this record in the shop, and it was this 10-inch. Of Tropic of Cancer, and then I contacted the band on MySpace when we used it to exist. And then I got in touch with Camella, and then we make a Skype call together because Juan at the time was still part of the band. You know? And since then I know him, and then he came out more and more with Silent Servant, and then yeah, we are still. I mean, I speak with him every day.
And he returned a favor with. Delivering a track for your 100th release for the Mannequin Records, right?
Yeah. That's a
sick track.
That's just a friend's release.
Yeah.
It's like my party, you know, and it's not intended to be like, you know, it's like to release your friends and see how they progress with music and everything, because they are all amazing producers, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And this track we are listening now is with Douglas Lee, which is my favorite producer.
Yeah.
He's so talented. Yeah, we made it together. We have hours and hours recorded. I don't know what the hell he's doing with that. We have probably three records of music, if not more. Because we shared a studio 1 year together, mm-hmm. so
mm-hmm.
imagine how many music we could record.
Berlin is really like a place where just like a lot of people that have like the same probably vision can come together and can like really work together properly, right? Because maybe Rome wasn't offering that.
No, man. I mean, Rome in general had like a long history of electronic music, but it's falling in a total decay.
Mm-hmm.
While Milano is kind of rising up at the moment. More with the party organization and some labels, but yeah, I don't know. It's 5 years. I move out from my city just because I could not find any space or any person like we say Douglas, for example. You know, somebody that you speak the same language. You know, you understand immediately what to do and how to do it, and maybe you can teach something to him, and he can teach something to you. And that's what I'm looking for.
It's huge. Yeah. As far as I would love to continue our conversation, they are already showing us that we are running out of time here.
Uh-huh.
So I would like to thank you for coming here. And,
thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah.
And I was saying previously, I was also doing radio in a left-wing radio in Rome.
Yeah.
It's called the Radio Onda Rossa. Mm-hmm. With my friend David, he had this program called Space Lab, and I was there mostly every time, playing a little bit of like minimal synth. It was around 2002.
Yeah. So maybe tonight we have discussed. Maybe something happens at 11 p.m. tonight. Alessandro might have a little say of what music is playing on the radio.
Yeah, we need to dig more in the
in the
vault.
Library.
Yeah.
In the vault. Okay. Thank you, Alessandro.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Hvala poslušalcem za poslušanje in za pozornost. Tole je bil RS intervju. Kot rečeno, bodite pozorni še na program, kaj se zgodi ob 10. uri. Pa še komad bomo na hitro spustili. No. Takole, tole je bil zelo kratek bombonček za okusiti, kaj se dogaja danes. Alessandro Adriani v Božidarju. Ne zamudite, tole bo kar spektakel. Se vidimo.
Intervju Radija Študent.